Jamestown City Council approves agreement with telecommunications companies. New Year's baby born January 2nd at JRMC. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown City Council approved agreements Monday with three companies that serve businesses and residents with telecommunications services. The agreements are non-exclusive and include Mid-Continent Communications, Dactel Communications, and Cable Services Incorporated. The agreements allow the companies to construct, maintain, and operate within and upon, in and under the streets, alleys, and public grounds of the city, a telecommunications system for public and private use in the city. Dakota Central and CSI have been operating in the city for years. However, Midco is new to the Buffalo City. In 2021, the Sioux Falls-based company sought permission to build telecommunications infrastructure within the city to serve public and private customers. Midco officials believe they'll begin serving customers in Jamestown in late 2022. The parents of the 2022 New Year's baby say he has a special guardian angel. Knox Brian Walden arrived on January 2nd, the first baby born at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center this year. The son of Brooke and Kyle Walden of Leal, North Dakota, Knox weighed 7 pounds, 9 ounces, and measured 20.5 inches tall. Read the full story online at newsdakota.com. A driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries in a one-vehicle rollover on I-94 in Valley City on Monday, shortly after 10 a.m. The driver was merging onto I-94 from exit 292, hit an icy spot, and rolled the vehicle, which landed on its top. The driver was transported to Mercy Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries and released. The North Dakota Highway Patrol was assisted by the Valley City Police Department and Barnes County Sheriff's deputies on the scene. And police in Bismarck have arrested a woman wanted for a homicide in a Detroit suburb. Ashenay Horton Starks, 23, was wanted for allegedly killing a woman in Warren, Michigan in June. Authorities there had offered a reward for her arrest. The Bismarck Police Department made the arrest, but details of how they found her were not immediately available. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.